preacher. How well are we doing at that? You know, we don't have to go to a foreign land to be evangelists. We can bloom right here where we're planted. And the gospel mandate today, it doesn't say just for a select group of people. It's for each and every one of us. And so how are we equipped to do this? If you went to Mass here at St. Elizabeth last weekend, you heard Father Tom kind of make a casual remark at the beginning of his homily. He said, "I'd like to preach during Easter because I get to talk about love." He said, "During Lent, we spend a lot of time talking about sin." And he's right. There's a structure to the liturgical seasons, to the readings that are selected, to the prayers that are prayed. Because in the process of giving glory and praise to God, when we come to worship, God also in his grace meets each one of us at the point of our need. And so I would ask you, what's been more fruitful for your own spiritual growth? The season of Lent or the season of Easter? We're 43 days now into the season of Easter, so we've spent about equal time in Lent and Easter. I hope both seasons have been beneficial. But did one speak to you more than the other? Did you need to hear about sin, penance, sacrifice, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, those things that we hear during Lent, because you needed a boost? Or have you been more blessed during the Easter season because we have talked about love, we've talked about giving glory and praise to God, we've been celebrating the fact that we're an Easter people, and it's kind of one of those things where, yeah, I'm doing okay, but I just kind of blah, and this has been the bump that you needed to move on. Either way, the rituals of the church are powerful for us. And if we understand those rituals more fully, they take on deeper meaning. And so as we have walked from Lent through the Paschal Triduum through Easter, we now arrive at the Ascension of the Lord. Now, if we still celebrated the Ascension on Thursday, it makes it line up a whole lot easier in regard to the first, what we consider the original novena, 9 days of prayer. So that would have been the days in between the Ascension and Pentecost Sunday. So, since we're celebrating the Ascension on Sunday, you've already missed Friday and Saturday if you did not start your novena. But I'm going to encourage you, pray a novena anyway, cram a little extra in for the 2 days you missed. Because why? Think about the apostles at the time of Jesus. When he was arrested, was beaten, was hung on the cross, the apostles didn't do too well. They weren't too much to be seen. And then after Jesus was killed, they locked themselves in a room out of fear. These same individuals are the ones who proclaim the gospel message that we celebrate today, 2,000 years later. What changed? The power of the Holy Spirit is what changed. But that period of time from the Ascension until Pentecost was a time of intense prayer. They were praying for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. These days should be a time of intense prayer for us, so that when we celebrate Pentecost next Sunday, we are ready for the renewal and the fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Because if we have been baptized and confirmed, and it's great that we're celebrating that sacrament today, if we have been baptized and confirmed, you have the same Holy Spirit that transformed the lives of the apostles to go from being cowardly to giving their lives for the sake of the gospel message. And that's what each one of us is called to do so as well. This week is a time of prayer, and so I'm going to make a commitment to you. I am going to pray for you this week. I hope that you will pray for me as well. My prayer for you is going to be one of the options at the greeting at Mass, and then I'm going to add a little bit more to it. But basically, I want you to experience the outpouring of the Holy Spirit because your faithful witness is needed among your family members, your friends, your co-workers, your classmates. We need it for one another to build up and strengthen God's church right here. And so my prayer for you this week is going to be something like this. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion, the fellowship, and the power of the Holy Spirit be truly with you so that you are able to live out the gospel mandate to go out to all the world and proclaim the gospel message. May it be so for each one of us.